Test 1, 2, 3. Please work. Test 1, 2, 3. Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Your Grizzlies come in with a record of 24-17. They sit in second place in the California League North Division standings, 3.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts, while the Visalia Rawhide come in with a record of 16-25. They sit third place in the California League South Division standings. They are 6.5 games back of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And the first 3 games of this series, the Grizzlies have won 2 out of 3 of them, thanks to back-to-back walk-off wins. That's right, back-to-back walk-off wins. The Grizzlies beat the Rawhide for the second straight game, 3-2, last night from Chuck Chancey Park. Fresno enjoyed their third walk-off win of the 2024 season, thanks to an infield single by Aiden Longwell in the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies and the Rawhide zeros back and forth. Both starters had outstanding outings. The Grizzlies finally got on the board in the sixth inning, an Aiden Longwell RBI single after G.J. Hill bunted his way on, got to third on a throwing error by a pickoff attempt from the pitcher Jacob Steinmetz. He would score on the Aiden Longwell single. Fresno would take a 2-0 lead in the eighth on a bases-loaded walk to E.J. Andrews Jr., but for the second straight game, Visalia, with 2 outs, found a way to score 2 runs on another throwing error by the Grizzlies defense, who are first in defense in the California League. The defense could not find a way to end the game, so Visalia tying the game up at 2. That went to the bottom of the ninth, and the Grizzlies found a way again. Ben McCabe hit by a pitch. The pinch runner and Caleb Hobson, he went over to second base after the walk to Luis Mendez. G.J. Hill, a beautiful bunt, advanced both runners to second and third. And then a single by Aiden Longwell up the middle. The shortstop, Christopher Torin, made a diving play, but there was no chance for the out to be made at the plate as Hobson scored and the Grizzlies celebrated a 3-2 win. Grizzlies left-hander in Austin Emener was fantastic. 7 scoreless innings, the second straight game where a Fresno starter hit that threshold. He allowed 3 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. His 7 innings and 8 strikeouts, both career highs for him, as the Grizzlies, another great start from the left-hander in Austin Emener. So the Grizzlies, they take 2 of the first 3 games of this series, and they look now to win again for Friday Night Baseball. They give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney, a 2-3 record, a 3.43 ERA. He'll be countered by right-hander Denny Lorondo, an 0-1 record, a 4.33 ERA. Lorondo, the former Yankees prospect, he looks to end the modest 2-game losing skid for the Visalia Rawhide. Mahoney and Lorondo, a great pitching matchup this evening. It is Growers Night at the ballpark, so the Grizzlies wearing some alternate uniforms. They're Fresno Growers jerseys, a very special uniform indeed, as we get set for first pitch here at Chuck Chancey Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Sam Weatherly. One of my favorite interviews so far this season. Weatherly and I talked a little bit about his upbringing with his very tall and athletic family. We talked about his steps going to college at Clemson and then joining pro ball, where it's been an up-and-down roller coaster for the left-hander Weatherly. Now back as a reliever and a couple years removed from injury, Weatherly looking to regain his form back in a Fresno uniform. Left-hander Sam Weatherly joins us for the pregame show, and we come back right after the break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Sam Weatherly. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
So first question I have for you, sir. Talk a little bit about your upbringing. I know you're from Michigan. So yep. Where did your love for baseball start as well?
As a baseball house, I guess. My dad played baseball his entire life, played at Central Michigan University. He's an All-American shortstop. And then mom was also an athlete, cheerleader and track. Everyone in my family grew up playing sports.
Yeah.
My older brother played basketball, baseball, football. I have a younger brother. We're pretty much a year apart. We grew up doing the same thing, in those footsteps. My sister, I have an older sister as well. She kind of did everything. She tried softball and basketball, but she ended up, ultimately, she stuck with basketball. She played in college. Growing up, is every you get four seasons in Michigan, right? So every part of the year was a different sport. So fall was always football.
Yep.
Winter was you couldn't go outside, right? So you're playing basketball in the springtime. Right. Summertime comes around, it's baseball. So.
You know, and all your siblings are also really tall too. I don't think people realize it. Tell your height, but also tell your siblings' heights as well too.
I'm the runt of the males. I guess I'm 6'3". My younger brother's 6'6". He's probably pushing 6'7". My older brother's 6'5".
Which is crazy to think about that. And your sister is also tall as well, too. Yeah, 6 foot. So there you go. So, of course, you guys were all athletes as well, too. So super competitive household, which then led to you playing baseball. So did you have any favorite players growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. Growing up in Detroit, we kind of – it's quite a bit. I remember the first guy I really gravitated towards was Curtis Granderson, center fielder for Detroit. Loved him. Loved watching him play. And then Miguel Cabrera, Prince Fielder, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, all guys that I just really, really enjoyed watching. My dad would always take us to games, and we'd always get there. I remember always getting there early and watching guys warm up and go about their business and everything. It's really cool.
Man, you were lucky. You saw really the Tigers when they were at their best. So you were probably disappointed to see when they lost the World Series a few years ago when it came down to it. But you took your talents to Clemson. Talk about why you decided to go to the Clemson Tigers.
I got recruited by a lot of schools around the Midwest, and I started to gain some interest from down south. And to me, it's being from a cold weather state like that, I definitely appreciate the warm weather a little bit more, I'd say. And having the opportunity to visit there, and my dad and I kind of did like a little southern trip where we went around and visited a few schools. And I got into Clemson. We got in there late. We did like kind of a night visit. And it was strange. I didn't really get to see much, but just the feeling that I had when I was there, I really enjoyed it. The coaching staff, the pitching coach is actually from the southern part of Michigan, Adrian Michigan, Andrew Sees. Not there anymore, but got the opportunity to talk with him and seeing how invested they were and how great of a coaching staff they were. It was pretty much a no-brainer for me. Getting out of the cold weather, playing in the ACC, going down south was a pretty easy choice.
No, absolutely. I remember going to even my college visits, and it's the feeling that you said is exactly where, myself and a lot of other players as well felt when they went to their college visits. But Clemson was a great route for you because then you were drafted by the Colorado Rockies. Mm-hmm. Talk about that experience of getting drafted, especially during a COVID year.
Crazy. We got shut down in March. I only had the opportunity to make four starts. I thought I made the most of them. I thought I threw the ball pretty well. But there's still some unknown, obviously. The draft even got pushed back and everything. But I ended up having like a lot of Zoom meetings and Zoom calls with these teams. And I think the one that went the best was definitely with the Rockies. I didn't quite hear from them like so much during the season or even like my sophomore year, junior year, anything like that. It was kind of a pleasant surprise, but it all worked out. So.
And it really did. And we're glad that you're here as well too. And especially in 2021 where you're with Fresno and you won a California League Player of the Week. You made a lot of starts as well too. So talk about 2021 as being a starter here with Fresno.
It was cool. I was, great introduction into professional baseball. I was lucky to have Mark Brewer as my pitching coach,
yeah.
who I really enjoy.
He's yes.
a phenomenal guy and very knowledgeable, been around the game for a long time, so I learned a lot. As well as that team. The team was, if you remember, was very, very good.
Yes.
We had a great squad. Put together a good little run and then couldn't finish the job at the end of the year. But so it was a blast. I got to learn a lot. I was around a great group of guys, great coaching staff. I'm happy to be back, I guess, in a different capacity.
Yeah, let's talk about it. It's a little bit different. We're in 2024 now, so the past couple of years hasn't gone to what you wanted. Mm-hmm. But talk about the whole recovery from injury and being back here.
Yeah, I can remember where 2021, July 28th, I believe, is my last start. And we were in Lake Elsinore, and just following day after the start, went out and tried to play catch. And I remember not being able to throw a baseball with 20 feet, and I was like, oh, there's something wrong. And we kind of went through a little, like, up and down, like, tried to build back, tried to, you know, avoid anything that, you know, anything major. And ultimately, within, you know, pretty much over a year later, we decided to just get the operation done. I had a full posterior labrum repair, six anchors in my shoulder. And I definitely look at baseball differently now. Definitely look at, you know, the how lucky and fortunate I am to be able to play. And I'm still learning. So being here in a different capacity, and definitely it's a younger group of guys, but I talked to Colt Olson, our sports psychologist, mental coach, and it's interesting. Like I'm definitely learning from a different group of guys, you know. I've learned how to go about my business in a different way. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I love this game and I'm super competitive about it, but it is a game, you know. And there's days where you can be super serious and everything, but there's also days where you just got to sit back and realize, you know, I'm 24 years old and I'm able to play a kid's game. And these guys have really, especially a few of the pitchers, have really just shown me and I guess their ability to not take everything so serious, you know, to the point where it's like life and death or war or anything
right.
like that. Because it's not, you know, this is
right.
baseball. It's,
yeah.
It's a kid's game. So it's been an interesting perspective so far, getting back, and the amount of gratitude I have to be healthy again and playing the game, it means a lot to me.
You know, and it's been fun watching out of the bullpen so far. And it's cool seeing all the new pitches that you kind of have to your repertoire. And, you know, I know that it definitely is a little bit of a difference, but I have fun watching you too. So talk a little bit about being in the bullpen.
Yeah, definitely different. You go about, you know, you don't know when you're going to pitch. As to being a starter, you're pitching on a set day. You have your in-between days routine. So now it's just kind of, it's pretty much, it's the same routine. It's just minimized. And it's possibly every day, you know, you don't know when you could be hot, when you could be ready to throw. So, learning how to manage that and managing recovery and my weightlifting and shoulder care and arm care and everything like that. It's been a learning process, but it's been a fun one. Garza here has just been, he's phenomenal. He really is. Taking care of us, making sure we're good to go, and I feel that I have a really good, you know, appreciation for that because of the injury and everything. So he's always looking out for me, and it's been fun.
You know, and it's really been fun watching you. So, but what can Grizzlies fans and Rockies fans expect from Sam Weatherly then in the future?
I'm hoping to be healthy. You know, that's number one for me right now. Is I want to be healthy. I want to make it through a full season. That's my number one goal. Have a good off season and come back, and then. Obviously, want to be an effective pitcher. I want to help the Rockies win in any capacity that it is, whether it's staying in the bullpen or starting, but just whatever I can do. I'm looking forward to being healthy and contributing.
Well, I can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Sam, thanks for taking time in this interview.
Thanks, Steven.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for Friday Night Baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies, and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. A big thank you to Sam Weatherly for joining us on the pregame show. Weatherly, two innings of work in last night's game. He picked up the win, and we thank Weatherly for joining us once again on the pregame show. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Visalia Rawhide, who come with a record of 16-25. The Rawhide, under manager D. Garner, they're the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, sitting 6.5 games back in the California League South Division behind the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Here's D. Garner's and the Rawhide's starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 8, Christopher Torin. Batting second, the second baseman, number 10, Yonsel Luis. Batting third, the left fielder, number 18, Junior Franco. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 17, Kenny Castillo. Batting fifth at first base, number 20, Ruben Santana. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 6, Drew Jones. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 35, Anderson Rojas. Batting eighth is the DH, number 16, Adrian De Leon. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 3, Angel Ortiz. And on the bump for the Visalia Rawhide is the right-hander, number 12, Denny Lorando. An 0-1 record, a 4.33 ERA. And now, it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. The proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies coming with a record of 24-17. They sit second place in the California League North Division standings, 3.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts. Under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off in DH, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting second, the first baseman, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting third at shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth at third base, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth in left field, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting 8th, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting 9th, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 19, Jack Mahoney. A 2-3 record, a 3.43 ERA. So once again, for your Grizzlies, their Toyota starting lineup, Hill, Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Hinchman, Tena, Mendez, McCabe, Hobson, and Mahoney on the bump. As there's your starting lineups for this evening, the Grizzlies transforming into the Fresno Growers to celebrate the agriculture here in the Central Valley. The Fresno Growers jerseys as we get set for Friday Night Baseball. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back right after this, we'll have the national anthem. We have a special band performance, and we'll have first pitch. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. You are still coming. Thomas Rhett Live.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand and remove your caps and join us in honor of America with a playing of our national anthem. Performing the anthem tonight, please welcome the Hoosier High School Marching Band.
An outstanding national anthem to get us set for Friday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 4 of 6 between the Highway 99 rivals. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Your Fresno Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney, and the Grizzlies looking for their third straight win this evening. Back-to-back walk-off wins for Fresno, 6-5 in 10 innings on Wednesday, and last night a 3-2 win as Aiden Longwell, the hero, a single in the bottom of the ninth. So the Grizzlies give the ball to their ace, the top Rockies prospect on this Grizzlies roster. It's number 19 overall in Jack Mahoney, the right-hand pitcher, a 2-3 record, a 3.43 ERA, making his eighth start of the season as the Grizzlies take on a very star-studded lineup in Visalia that have four top 10 prospects in the Diamondback system on their roster and in their lineup this evening as the Grizzlies and the Rawhide getting set for battle. Fresno, they'll keep an eye on the other two games between San Jose taking on the Lake Elsinore Storm and then the Modesto Nuts taking on the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Quakes, they have lost a couple games in a row to Modesto, who lead Fresno by 3.5 games. The Quakes, they lead the Rawhide by 6.5 games. So Visalia rooting for Modesto and Fresno rooting for Rancho Cucamonga. Fresno also a game lead up on the San Jose Giants for second place in the division. And San Jose, they face Lake Elsinore as the Lake Elsinore Storm. They sit two games back of second or first place in the South Division, and Visalia 4.5 games back behind them for second place. As we get set for first pitch, the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. As Christopher Torin will lead things off against the right-hander in Jack Mahoney. And we are ready for baseball here in downtown Fresno. Here comes the first pitch from Jack Mahoney. And it is low at 7:10 p.m. And we are underway, about 5 minutes behind schedule. It is 75 degrees. As here comes the pitch and a fly ball out to left center field. Dying quickly, and it drops a base hit for Torin. A leadoff single. And that is how Visalia starts their Friday night, as it brings up the second baseman in Yonsel Luis. 75 degrees, clear skies. We have 14-mile-per-hour winds out to right field, as the switch hitting Luis from the left side might have some help with that short porch out and right. Runner at first with no outs. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And it is high for a ball, kind of one ball and no strikes. Our home plate umpire is Jeremy Rada. Over on the bases, Alan Bryan. Runner at first with no outs here in the top of the first inning, just underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the 1-0. That's in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Fresno wearing their Fresno Growers jerseys. They are red jerseys with Growers in the front. They are written in white. As here comes the 2-0 from Mahoney, and it's fouled off, counted 2-1. They have the black cap, the red bill. They have a ball with a leaf logo to celebrate the Growers on top of their cap. And on the back, those numbers in a forest green color. It was a count of two balls and a strike. Here's a pitch from Mahoney. There goes the runner. Ground ball to first. Long will just tag the bag for the first out. It was a hit and run situation as Torin took off for second. Luis grounds out to the first baseman Longwell. It goes three unassisted, one away runner at second. And now the left fielder, Junior Franco. Franco was the number three hitter yesterday. He went 2-for-4. Visalia wearing black Memorial Day jerseys. As the first pitch is inside, count at 1-0. They have their gray road pants with them. Rawhide run across the front in red, white, and blue. They also have red, white, and blue numbers on the back of those jerseys. As here comes the 1-0. Long pause for Mahoney. Here's the pitch and a fly ball out to left field. Hit well. A long run, and it is caught on the run by the left fielder in Hinchman. How did he get to that ball? That ball was slicing away from him towards the line, and Hinchman makes the catch for the second out. No advancement by Torin. So now two away with a runner at second for Kenny Castillo. Visalia wearing their black caps, their black bill. It has the V logo for Visalia written across the cap. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney to Castillo. And it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Good slider there at 86 miles per hour from the right-hander Mahoney. Mahoney, fastball that can reach the upper 90s, but consistently at 95. As here comes the 0-1. That's in the dirt, count of one ball and one strike. Curveball, changeup, sinker to go with those slider and fastball pitches. For the right-hander in Mahoney, one ball, one strike, two outs. Runner at second here in the top of the first inning. And here comes the pitch, and that's outside. Count of two balls and a strike. From Jack Mahoney, the right-handed pitcher, listed at 6'3", 205 pounds, 22 years old. As Mahoney looking for a clean top of the first inning. Here comes the offering to Castillo, and it's a fly ball that will be poked foul and a souvenir for a lucky fan. It's a count now at two balls and two strikes. As Mahoney looking for a punch at now 95 from the right-hander. As the Grizzlies giving the ball to Mahoney, he was their opening night starter in San Jose. So most starts so far by Grizzlies arm this season. Here comes the 2-2. And a fly ball again, lifted foul, heads up towards the Kodiak Club. And I think everybody is okay. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And it looks like everyone is okay as we will go right back at it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And it swung on and missed. A fastball at 95 down, and Mahoney out of the inning after the leadoff single. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Visalia and Fresno, as G.J. Hill will lead things off against the right-hander and Denny Lorando. Lorando, an 0-1 record of 4.33 ERA. Here comes the first pitch to G.J. Hill. And it's outside, count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hill, the former Visalia Rawhide and Diamondbacks prospect, a fourth-round draft pick out of Santa Cruz High School, spent 2 years with the Rawhide. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hill spent some time in the Independent League before nestling his way to the Rockies organization. As here comes the 1-1 to Hill. And it's inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. G.J. Hill's dad, Glenn Allen Hill, was a minor league manager and also part of the major league coaching staff for a little bit in the Rockies system. As here comes the pitch to Hill. And a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. 3 balls and 1 strike. G.J. Hill has reached base safely in 10 straight games, 12 of his last 13 since joining Fresno. Here comes the 3-1, and that is a called strike. Now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, that's a called strike. 75 degrees here at first pitch, as Hill was ready to scamper down to first. Here comes the 3-2 offering from the right-hander Lorando. And Hill, a little blooper out to center field. Playable for the center fielder now in Jones, and he will make the catch, and Hill is retired. One away as it brings up the first baseman in Aiden Longwell. Longwell, he was the hero last night with an infield RBI single, had 2 of the 3 Grizzlies RBI in yesterday's contest. Yes, here comes the pitch from Lorando. He will wind and deal, and it's high for a ball count at 1-0. Aiden Longwell batting .291. 2 home runs, 22 RBI. That's tied for the team lead with Andy Perez. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a foul tip into the glove. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aiden Longwell, the former two-sport star, Washington High School in Ohio. As here comes the 1-1, and that is inside. Counted two balls and a strike. Had an opportunity to play quarterback at the Division I level, but he enjoyed baseball. As here comes the 2-1 to Longwell. And it's a line drive foul. Counted two balls and two strikes. Got a chance to watch some of his video as a football star back in the day, and he really could play. I know that there was an opportunity to go to Ohio State, but C.J. Stroud was the Buckeyes' choice. Can you imagine Aiden Longwell playing for the Buckeyes? As that pitch is outside, count at 3-2. Speaking of the Buckeyes, which they have their mascot as a nut, the Grizzlies are the Fresno Growers, part of the agriculture here in the Central Valley this evening. As here comes the 3-2 to Longwell. And it's a ground ball to right field, a base hit. A one-out single for Aiden Longwell. He continues to hit the ball well. And he is on for Fresno here in the bottom of the first, as it brings up the shortstop in Braylon Wimmer. Tonight it is Growers Night presented by Stimulus Produce. Friday night fireworks following the conclusion of tonight's game. As the Grizzlies and the Rawhide battling it out. And now Braylon Wimmer, who went 3-for-4 yesterday with three singles. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike on a slider on the inside part of the plate from LaRondo. To Braylon Wimmer, four home runs. He has 16 RBI, a .278 batting average. Count of no balls in one strike. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside to Wimmer. Count now at one ball and one strike. Runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the first. No score between the Rawhide and the Grizzlies. As LaRondo looks back the runner in Longwell, and now he will check on Longwell as it was really a slow motion over to first base, kind of a seamy throw. Just seeing what Wimmer maybe does at the dish. Wimmer starting to catch fire at the dish. As here's the offering, and he swings and misses. Good slider. Count at 1-2. Braylon Wimmer started the year off really strong and then simmered down a little bit. Now heating back up. 4-for-12 in this series, a double and an RBI. As here comes the 1-2 with a runner at first. And Wimmer swings and misses. A fastball elevated at 90 miles per hour. That is the first strikeout for LaRondo, second out of the inning. And it brings up third baseman Andy Perez. Andy Perez has had an outstanding year so far. 39 games, batting .282, four home runs, 22 RBI. Here comes the pitch to Perez. It's outside, count at 1-0. Andy Perez, 17 runs, 3 triples, 6 doubles, 12 walks, 2 stolen bases, has done a little bit of everything for Fresno's offense this year. Runner at first with 2 outs. Here comes the pitch, and another check on Longwell. He's back safely with a head-first dive. No score here in the bottom of the first, an outstanding Friday night crowd here at Chukchansey Park. This is a really nice crowd. Here comes the 1-0 to Perez. And it is outside. Two balls and no strikes as LaRondo falls off to the side of the rubber. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch staying out that way as well. Just a mechanical issue from LaRondo. Let's see if he puts one back into the zone for Perez. 2-0 as Perez will take a called strike that hits the outside part of the plate. Two balls in one strike. Bottom of the first inning, Aiden Longwell the runner at first with two outs. G.J. Hill a flyout. Braylon Wimmer struck out. Hill the leadoff hitter. Here comes a pitch to Perez, and it's a little blooper out to shallow left field, but playable for the left fielder in Ortiz. Or in Franco, and he will make the catch to end the inning. We head to the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants a cold. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between Visalia and Fresno as Jack Mahoney will battle Ruben Santana here in the top of the second inning. Glad you could join us. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney. It's a called strike on a slider at 83 miles per hour. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation. Here's a ground ball to Wimmer at short. He will field it. The throw to first is barely in time to get Santana. It goes 6-3, but Wimmer makes the play as it brings up the center fielder, Drew Jones. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. As that pitch is inside, count of one ball and no strikes. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Ground ball to second. Luis Mendez is there. He will gobble it up and put it away. Two outs. As Jones is retired, back-to-back groundouts, as it brings up the third baseman, and Anderson Rojas. Again, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second inning. As a count of one ball, no strikes to Rojas. As the Grizzlies and the Rawhide battling it out, here comes the 1-0. And that is low. Two balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies and Rawhide. Fresno has had control this Highway 99 rivalry. Here's the 2-0. That is high. Three balls and no strikes. Fresno 24-3 at home, which includes three sweeps. And are 45-12 all time against Visalia. As here comes the 3-0 to Rojas from Mahoney. That's a called strike, count at 3-1. Fresno has won 23 of their last 28 contests against their Highway 99 rivals. While the Rawhide, a lot of close wins for them. As a 3-1 is a strike, count at 3-2. That 7-1 win on Tuesday for Visalia was their second largest margin of victory all time against Fresno. It's a Grizzlies team that's had a lot of success and talent come through the system. As here comes the 3-2 to Rojas. And a fly ball foul up into our sweet section. And now it bounces back and the play made by a fan. Three balls and two strikes here in the top of the second inning with two outs. Mahoney will wind and deal. And it swung on and missed as the catcher McCabe catches the ball. It was actually a foul tip, and Mahoney has two punch outs. We head to the bottom of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary! Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh! Find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Rawhide and Grizzlies, as Jason Hinchman will lead things off against Danny Lorando. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike to Hinchman. Counting no balls in one strike. Jason Hinchman has reached base safely in 16 straight games and 24 of his 25 played this year as he swings and misses, counted 0-2 from the right-hander in Lorando. Good fastball again at 92. Counting no balls in two strikes. Bottom of the second inning with no score. Here comes the 0-2 to Hinchman. It's outside as the catcher and Castillo trying to frame that pitch back into the zone. Count at 1-2. As here comes the pitch from Lorando. He will come set. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. And Hinchman down on strike. Second strikeout for Lorando. First out of the inning. And it brings up right fielder Felix Tena. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's the pitch. Outside count at 1-0. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As that ball runs inside, count now at 2 balls and 0 strikes. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As here comes the pitch to Tena, and he will fly one out to right field, but playable for Ortiz. Ortiz camps underneath it and will make the catch. Two outs as here comes the second baseman in Luis Mendez. Here on May 24th. Almost done with the month of May here in the baseball season. 42 games now this year. Fresno 24-17. As here comes the pitch to Luis Mendez. And he will take a called strike, 92 miles per hour. That hits the outside part of the plate, counted 0-1. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going here in this frame, here comes the pitch to Mendez, and he will take another strike. quickly, no balls in two strikes. 92 on the gun from the right-hander Larondo. L-A-R-R-O-N-D-O. Larondo. No balls, two strikes. Larondo comes set. Here's the pitch. Outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. From the right-hander Larondo. A former Yankees prospect taken to the Rule 5 draft by the Diamondbacks. As here comes the 1-2 to Mendez. Winds and deals. And Mendez almost hits him. And the count now at two balls and two strikes. 80 miles per hour. Mendez hit the deck. So two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Larondo. We'll wind and deal. And it is outside. Three balls and two strikes as Mendez kicks some dirt. And now the count back to his favor. 3-2. Mendez looking for a two-out Walker base knock. Here comes the pitch. Larondo from the hybrid motion. And it swung on and missed. And that will end the inning. So both pitchers are 1-2-3 second. We head to the third with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, no score between Visalia and Fresno as Jack Mahoney takes on the catcher and Adrian De Leon as the first pitch runs inside. Count of one ball and no strikes from Jack Mahoney as he will wind and deal. And it is a called strike. No, just low. Two balls and no strikes. Mahoney, 6'3", 205 pounds. 22 years old from Algonquin, Illinois. He will wind and deal. Here's the 2-0, and that is a called strike as McCabe, the catcher, couldn't make the catch. Count now at 2-1. Mahoney, a third-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of South Carolina. That was pick number 77 overall. 2-1 glistens in there. Count now at 2-2. Good slider there from Mahoney. As you said, 6'3", 205 pounds for the right-hander Mahoney, who makes his eighth start. Mahoney, his last outing came on May 17th at Stockton. 5 2/3 innings of work, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and just 3 strikeouts. As here comes the pitch, and that's low, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mahoney's first appearance against Visalia, his third against the California League South Division. He is 0-2 as here's a line drive foul, and the count remains at 3-2. But an 0-2 record, both losses to Inland Empire. So the right-hander trying to get his first win against the California League South Division. As here comes a 3-2. And another foul ball by De Leon, the DH. And the count remains the same from the right-hander Mahoney. As we said, he is ranked as the number 19 prospect in the Rockies system. The top prospect on this Grizzlies team, who have three top 30 prospects. As the 3-2 is popped up in shallow right field. Who's it going to be? And it's the second baseman, Mendez, who had to adjust at the last moment to make the catch. So one out as it brings up the right fielder in Angel Ortiz. As Mendez, he ends up making the play, but it looked like it was going to be an easier play for the right fielder Tena, but Mendez makes the catch. So one out. As Mahoney, here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike. 95 from the right-hander, counting 0-1. Jack Mahoney, a former two-way player at South Carolina. As there's another strike, 94. As it pops the mitt there, counted 0-2. You're on the top of the third inning. Here comes the 0-2. And a fly ball foul. But you can tell with the lively arm what he was going to be, a pitcher. And Jack Mahoney. So no balls, two strikes here in the top of the third inning. There are only one out as here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And a ground ball, a tough play for Wimmer as it sneaks into left field, a base hit. Wimmer was playing more up the middle, and Ortiz has a single. That's the second hit for Visalia as it brings up their other guy who has a hit in Christopher Torin. Runner at first with one out. Ortiz, who came into this game, he had a minuscule 105 average. But he had three of his four RBIs on Tuesday, which included a two RBI double and a sacrifice fly. Here's the pitch to Torin, and that is a called strike, counted 0-1. So Ortiz is on again. Runner at first with one out. There comes the 0-1 to Torin, the number 7 prospect in the system, as that swung on a miss, counted 0-2. By the way, the other two prospects that are in the top 30 on this Grizzlies team, right-hand pitcher in Cade Denton, he's number 29. And then Jake Madden, and he is number 20. Here's the 0-2 to Torin, outside, count of 1-2. So three pitchers, two in the bullpen for Fresno. Their lone starter, Jack Mahoney, on the bump. One ball, two strikes. Top of the third inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball with the runners in motion. Mendez goes down to a knee and makes the play. Mendez was heading over to second base with the runner and Ortiz going. He had to maneuver his body back to make the play. He stops the ball with his glove, goes down to his body on the ground, and makes the throw for the second out. So Ortiz up to second. It goes 4-3. So now two outs for Yoncel Luis. As that is a foul ball, count at 0-1. Here in the top of the third inning, we've seen a couple nice plays from Mendez. He's made three plays overall. Here comes the 0-1 to Luis. And it is a called strike. Fastball 95 grooved in there from Mahoney. 0-2. Luis, the number 6 prospect, so right ahead of Torin, who just recorded the second out. Here's the 0-2 as Mahoney looks back the runner. Here's the pitch and a check swing, and he did go around. And Mahoney has a clean third inning. We head to the bottom of the third. The Grizzlies' bats need to get going right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball. baseball fans, the Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants a cold. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning, no score between the Rawhide and the Grizzlies as Ben McCabe will lead things off for Fresno against the right-hander in LaRondo. Here's the pitch outside, count of 1-0. Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with two locations in Fresno. One right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street, and another that just opened up on Palm and East next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, two Fresno locations. Here's the 1-1 of McCabe, and that's a strike count of 1-2. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. We thank Hummus Republic for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies at tonight's Press Box Food here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 1-2 to Ben McCabe, and it is inside, two balls and two strikes. As the Grizzlies and the Rawhide tied at zero. So right-hander in LaRondo takes on Ben McCabe. LaRondo will wind and deal. And it is way outside. Three balls, two strikes. That was not even close from LaRondo at 90 miles per hour. Denny LaRondo. Full name is Denny LaRondo. From Villa Clara, Cuba, as that swung on and missed, and McCabe is down on strikes. That's the fourth strikeout for LaRondo. First out of the inning, and brings up center fielder Caleb Hobson. LaRondo, 6'2", 180 pounds. He's 21 years old, making his eighth start of the year, an 0-1 record, a 4.33 ERA. 27 innings for the right-hander. Wines and deals, swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Has 35 strikeouts, a 1.74 whip with the Rawhide. And as we said, LaRondo was not initially signed by the Diamondbacks, as there's a strike counted 0-2. He was actually assigned by the New York Yankees to a minor league deal on July 2nd, 2018. Here's the pitch, that's high. Count at 1-2. And then he was claimed off waivers in 2022 in the Rule 5 draft by the Diamondbacks. There's the 1-2. That is inside. 2-2. It was in the minor league phase in the second round, as Arizona grabbed him. That's a count at 2-2. LaRondo ready to go, and that pitch is just high. 3-2. The Rule 5 draft is something that happens in the off season at the winter meetings mostly every year, as the count at 3-2. And it is low ball 4 and a one out walk to Caleb Hobson, as he will head down a first walk by Lorando, and it brings up the DH in G.J. Hill. Runner at first with one out. Hill's 0-for-1. But what happens are there's a major league phase and a minor league phase in the Rule 5 draft. And the major league phase is where a player has to be added to the 40-man roster. Now, a team cannot add a player unless they have availability on their 40-man. Here comes the pitch. That's outside. Count at 1-0. And so the players that are eligible then to be a part of any of the Rule 5 are players that have X amount of time in the minor leagues without reaching the big leagues, whether it's being signed by a certain year and playing X amount of time, or being drafted and then playing X amount of years as well. And so, for instance, former Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Gabriel Barbosa was eligible to be in a Rule 5 selection, and he was actually taken by the New York Yankees in last year's Rule 5. Lorando in 2022 by the Diamondbacks. As that's a bunt attempt by Hill, it will go foul. Count at 1-1. So if you're taken in the Major League side, you have to be added to the 40-man roster. If you're taken on the minor league side of things, then you can be added to whoever technically takes you, whether it's the AAA phase, the AA phase, so on and so forth. Now, of course, you can be assigned to different levels later depending on your year, so on and so forth. As that swung on and missed, count at 1-2. The Rule 5 is very, very interesting. It's a lot of different rules, a lot that goes on every year. It's not something that's easy to talk about in between innings and pitches, but if you are interested in the Rule 5 draft, of course, there's more information online, as that is another check on the runner, Hobson. He's back safely. But the Rockies have had a plentiful amount of players taken in the Rule 5 draft, and they've also grabbed a couple players over the past couple of seasons. As the 1-2 is swung on and missed, the throwback to first, not in time, and Hobson is safe. So Hill is out on strikes. That's the fifth strikeout for Lorando. And Hobson back to first base safely. So two outs now, and it's Aiden Longwell who's 1-for-1 with a single. So Gabriel Barbosa from last year's team, as we said, was part of that Rule 5. And Lorando in 2022, as the 1-2 is inside, count at 1-0. As we are tied at 0 here in the bottom of the third inning between the Rawhide and the Grizzlies, Friday night baseball. A beautiful night, as here comes the 1-0 to Longwell. Long pause, here's the pitch, and Longwell, a ground ball to second. Playable, though, for Luis, and that will end the inning. We are tied at 0, heading to the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, no score between Visalia and Fresno. As Junior Franco will lead things off as he fouls it off, counted 0-1 from the right-hander in Jack Mahoney. Mahoney, as we said, from Algonquin, Illinois. Here comes the 0-1. And a line drive to right field and foul. Count at 1-1. And he grew up with someone who's actually dominating now in the NFL. His family grew up with the Komet family. Cole Komet, the tight end for the Chicago Bears. So talk about having some athletes in the area. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And it is outside. Count at 1-2. So he said that his grandparents are season ticket holders of the Chicago Bears. Loves going to Soldier Field. As a count of 1-2, he will wind and deal. And a fly ball to right field as Franco went after. That ball still going to right. It is over the head of the right fielder, Antenna. And now Franco looking for two. He is there with a leadoff double. That ball just kept carrying Antenna. And the third hit for Visalia, as it brings up the catcher and Kenny Castillo, who's 0-1. So not a good start this inning for Mahoney. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. Here's the pitch from Mahoney. Looks back the runner, and it is high, count of 1-0. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. As the 1-0 is high, 2-0. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As pitching coach Rolando Garza will talk to Mahoney. Here in the top of the fourth inning, no score. Runner at second with no outs. And again, we thank Express Furniture Rental. That number, 800-933-3689 today. At efrental.com. Mound visit about to be broken up by the home plate umpire in Jeremy Rada. It's a very good crew we have this series in Rada and Brian. Not a lot of issues on either side so far, and I hope I didn't jinx it right there. Count of 2-0 to Castillo, who struck out his first time at the dish. Castillo, 1 home run on the year for Visalia. He has 11 RBI. Mahoney comes set, looks back the runner. Here's the pitch. And a line drive foul down the third baseline. A slider that hung up a little bit more than Mahoney would have liked. Mahoney at home making his fourth start. An 0-2 record of 5.51 ERA. It's also his fourth start in May. An 0-1 record of 2.84 ERA. And hasn't received a lot of run support yet. Here comes the pitch to Castillo. And a fly ball that is popped up to shallow center, and it's playable for Hill, who's coming in still and makes the catch. It's actually Hobson in center field. It's Hobson who makes the catch for the first out, and it brings up the first baseman in Ruben Santana. Santana 0-1 with a ground out. So the first out is made by Caleb Hobson. Now to Santana, who's 0-1. But Mahoney, in terms of run support, 4 runs of offense his last start at Stockton, as the pitch is a called strike, counted 0-1. Then he received 2 runs, 2 runs, and 5 runs. So 13 runs of support over his past 4 starts. Here's the 0-1 to Santana, And it is outside. Count of 1-1. He's also received 9 runs of support, and the team's also been shut out in a start made by Mahoney. Count of 1-1. Ruben Santana. Here's the pitch as the runner takes off for third. A check swing, the throw to third. It is not in time. And a stolen base for Franco. So now runner at third with one out. As that pitch was a little high, 2-2. Good throw from McCabe. But the runner and Franco had a great jump. And it's a stolen base, his seventh stolen base, and it's a third base. So now the count at 2-2 to Santana. And it's a ground ball to second. It will score a run as Fresno will trade an out for a run. And Visalia is on the board first. They're up 1-0. So it goes 4-3. Franco comes in to score. It is a run allowed by Mahoney. It's an RBI as well for Santana. Two outs now for Drew Jones, who's 0-1. So one run on one hit in this inning. Here's the pitch, and a chopper to short as Wimmer will pick it up. The throw to first is in time, and Mahoney is out of the inning after a couple groundouts. But a run scores, and the Rawhide lead 1-0. We'll be back right after this.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0, Visalia leads Fresno, as Braylon Wimmer will lead things off. Wimmer 0-1 with a punch out. Lorando on the bump still. And the righty's offering is outside. The count of 1-0 as the catcher Castillo cannot squeeze the mitt. Count of 1-0 to Braylon Wimmer. Shortstop and third baseman for Fresno. The 1-0, and that is fouled off. Count now 1-1. Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1-2 bedroom apartments. As Wimmer swings and misses, count out 1-2. Visit their website at leprovencapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes of the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 2-2 to Wimmer, and a fly ball to left field. It is hit well at the warning track, and it's going to die in left field as it's caught by Franco for the first out. Wimmer just missed out on a home run. One away. It's here comes the third baseman in Andy Perez. Again, make sure you visit their website, leproveneceapts.com. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Lou Pervance, apartment homes at the Dominion. As that pitch is outside to Andy Perez. The count of one ball and no strikes. Perez flew out to left field his first time at the dish. 1-0. And Perez will take a pitch high. Two balls and no strikes. As we said here on May 24th, glad you could join us for game four of this six-game series as Perez fouls it off. Count now at two balls and a strike. Perez started the year by hitting safely in 18 straight games. As Perez now, a 2-1 coming to him. And Perez will take a ball and the count at three balls and a strike. That was close. Jason Hinchman on deck. Hinchman has reached base safely in 16 straight games. There's a difference between reach base and hits as Perez lines one to right field and it will go foul. Count at 3-2. Oh, that was a laser out to right field from Perez. And there was an opportunity there for the Grizzlies to possibly have a base runner in scoring position with one out. Instead, Perez will battle at three balls and two strikes. Here it is. And it is called strike three, and Perez is out. Oh, it just nips the corner. Six strikeouts now for Lorando. And with two away, here's Jason Hinchman. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. As we were just talking about, Hinchman has reached base safely in 24 of his 25 contests played this season. The right-hander, Lorando, ground ball. That's down the third baseline, a fair ball. And Hinchman will reach base safely right there. A single to a double. It's a two-out double for Jason Hinchman. So Hinchman doubles, and for Fresno, their first extra base hit, their second hit of the game, and now runner in scoring position for Felix Tena. Hinchman has now reached base safely in 17 straight games. And now in 25 of 26. That is an unbelievable stretch for Jason Hinchman. And now to Felix Tena. So the right-hander Lorando looks back the runner. Here's the pitch to Tena, and he fouls it off. Counted 0-1 towards the Grizzlies dugout on the first base side. Counted no balls and one strike. Hinchman's sixth double of the season. And now in scoring position. 0-1 to Tena on its way. And Tena takes it for a called strike. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. 91 from Lorando as he bears down with those two pitches. And now Tena is going to have to battle here. 1-0 Visalia here in the fourth inning. Here's the 0-2. And it is just high. Count of one ball and two strikes. To Felix Tena, 12 RBI, his one home run. Hinchman the runner at second. Good lead over there. Lorando looks back. Hinchman again. And Tena, a little blooper, and it will be playable and caught by the first baseman and Santana. The Grizzlies leave a runner at second. It is 1-0 Visalia. We head to the fifth right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants a cold. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. Maniac.
with over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski. Dirt bikes, construction materials, should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0 Visalia leads Fresno. As Anderson Rojas will lead things off. And he will sky one out to the shortstop in Wimmer. Now the third baseman Perez in Wimmer will make the catch. Lots of wind right there as went back and forth, and that is the first out as Rojas is retired. So one away as it brings up the DH and Adrian De Leon, who's 0-for-1. As Rojas retired. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. As a count of one ball and one strike, find the Metro Local Supermarket and bring them home today. Mahoney will wind and deal. And it is low, 2-2. And we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the fifth. As that is another high pop-up, this time in the center field, Hobson will call everybody off, and he will make the catch 2 away. As it brings up the right fielder, Angel Ortiz, who's 1-for-1 with a single. Here in the top of the fifth inning, 1-0 Visalia leads Fresno, and Ortiz has had an outstanding series who comes to the dish at the bottom of this Rawhide lineup as Mahoney will wind and deal, and a bunt attempt to go is foul, counted 0-1, 95 on the fastball there from Mahoney. As we said, Mahoney, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, and sinker. They're in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch, and a ground or a line drive foul, now 0-2. By the way, we want to thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs again for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the fifth. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney to Ortiz. And Ortiz, a ground ball, softly hit to the second baseman, Mendez. Mendez tries to make the play as he almost lost control. And that is the third out, a 1-2-3 inning from Mahoney. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett. Live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. You will come. Thomas Rhett Live.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski. Dirt bikes, construction materials, should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. Visalia leads Fresno as the first pitch to Luis Mendez is outside. Count of 1-0. It'll be Mendez, McCabe, Hobson here in the bottom of the fifth. As here comes the 1-0. And Mendez, a fly ball out to left center. A long run for both outfielders. And the left fielder, Franco, will make the catch for the first out. And Mendez is retired. One away as it brings up the catcher in Ben McCabe, who is 0-for-1. A strikeout in his first at-bat. Fresno just two hits and a walk. They have three left on base in this game as they trail 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Count at 1-0. Modesto leads Rancho Cucamonga 8-2 in the sixth inning. San Jose leads Lake Elsinore 3-0. In the bottom of the fifth, so Fresno needs to get going right now. As McCabe will take a called strike, count at 1-1. Good fastball there from LaRondo. A sneaky 90 miles per hour from the right-hander. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball to left field. That ball's hit well, but the left fielder Franco will camp underneath it just shy of the warning track. And two outs now as McCabe is retired. And with two away, he'll bring up Caleb Hobson, who walked his first time at the dish. As the Grizzlies have come up empty so far, that ball is dying. We've seen the ball die in right field a couple times and now here in left field. So the Grizzlies may not be able to get one out tonight with the way the ball has been carrying. As here comes the pitch. It's inside, count of 1-0. Caleb Hobson has had an outstanding season. 6'1", 193 pounds, a 13th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. A speedy, good defender, as here's a line drive and caught by the second baseman Luis and LaRondo. Five scoreless innings. We head to the sixth, 1-0 Rawhide. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials, should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary! Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 1-0, Visalia leads Fresno. As Christopher Torin will lead things off, as he swings and misses wildly. And the count at no balls and two strikes. Torin 1-for-2 with a single. That was back in the first inning. Torin has been the top of this Visalia lineup all series. Reached base twice yesterday, a walk, and reached on an error. As that ball's in the dirt, count at 1-2. He had two singles and a run on Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, three hits, including a double, and two runs scored. As here comes the 1-2 from Mahoney, and a ground ball softly hit back to Mahoney. Mahoney underhand toss to first, and it's in time. And it goes 1-3 as Torin is retired, as it brings up the second baseman in Yonsel Luis. Luis is 0-2. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chuck Chancey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items. As there is a base hit for Luis, that was out to right center field, and it's a one-out hit for Visalia. They have now four hits, as it will bring up Junior Franco, who was 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Sorry, center fielder hops and throws it in after the single by Luis. And now there goes Luis, as here's a fly ball foul, count at 0-1. Again, in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. As Mahoney looks back the runner, here comes the 0-1. And it is a high pop-up drifting just to the left of us. Count now at no balls and two strikes. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/game day. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here's the pitch, and a line drive out to right center field. That ball's hit well, and it's in the gap. Extra bases for Franco. This should score Luis easily. The ball mishandled just slightly as Franco looking for three. The throw is offline, and it's an RBI triple for Franco. 2-0 Rawhide, as he has a double and a triple in this contest. So it's an RBI triple as Luis scores all the way from first base. And the Rawhide lead 2-0 here in the sixth. Second hit and a run. They're now up to five hits. And it's the catcher in Kenny Castillo who's 0-2. Here in the top of the sixth inning, as Fresno's infield comes in now. Here's the pitch. And a high pop-up out to center field. This is playable as Hobson coming in. And is caught by the right fielder Tanna. And Tanna, perfect throw to the dish for the first out, or second out, excuse me. What a play from Tanna in right field. The second baseman Mendez and the center fielder Hobson were all converging onto the play, and Tanna makes the catch. As Franco does not tag up, and now it's Santana who's 0-2 with an RBI ground out. Again, thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here's the pitch. It's a ball high. Count of 1-0 from Jack Mahoney. Here on May 24th. Here on the top of the sixth inning, 2-0 Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider down and away at 85 miles per hour. As Mahoney comes set, here comes the 1-1 to Santana. And it's a base in the center field, 3-0 Rawhide. A two-out base knock for Ruben Santana. That scores Franco, his second RBI of the contest. Second run for Franco, and it's now 3-0 Rawhide. Third hit and another run. And it's Drew Jones who's 0-2. Two outs, runner at first. As now the Rawhide have extended their lead here in the sixth inning. Fresno just two hits on offense so far. There's the pitch from Mahoney. That's a called strike. 94 grooved in there. Count of no balls and one strike to Drew Jones, the number three prospect in the Diamondback system. Mahoney comes set. Here comes the pitch to Jones. Long pause. There goes the runner and a line drive out to left field. That ball hit well. Hingeman on the run and he will not make the catch. And it's an extra base double and it's 4-0 Rawhide. Again, a two out knock. And just like that, this lead is up to 4 for Visalia. So Jones, the RBI double out to left center field. Santana scores from first base. There's been 4 hits, including 2 extra base hits, another run. And now with 2 outs, it's Anderson Rojas who's 0-2. And a mound visit now for Ben McCabe to talk to Jack Mahoney, who's been tagged for 3 runs here in the sixth inning. Mahoney now 5 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned, no walks, 3 Ks. And the right-hander has been tagged for 3 runs, 2 of them coming with 2 outs. Has a nice crowd on hand. Fresno, though, Friday night home games has been very tough for them. They're 0-3 on Friday night and in the fourth game of a series here at Chuck Chancey Park, as that's outside, count at 1-0. To 1 ball, no strikes. As Mahoney will come set, looks back the runner at second. Here's the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Count at 1-1. Good pitch down the zone to get Rojas chasing. 2 outs here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-0 Visalia. They're looking to even this series up. As here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. Count it 1-2. As Mahoney looking for his 4th punch out. Time called from the batter in Rojas. Again with 2 outs as manager D. Garner talking to the runner at second base. And Drew Jones. Mahoney looks back Jones. Here's the pitch, and a line drive. That's a base hit to right field. Jones rounds third. He will score. The throw to the plate is late, and it's an RBI single for Anderson Rojas. Another two-out run for Visalia. An RBI single for Rojas. Jones scores from second. Now 4 runs here in the inning, 5 hits. And now Mahoney's allowed 8 hits and 5 runs. Action down in that bullpen for the Grizzlies. It is now 5-0 here in the sixth inning. And it's Adrian De Leon, the 8th batter of the frame. Here's the pitch, and that is a fly ball out to right center. That ball's hit well, and it is caught on the run by the right fielder Tenna to end the bleeding. But Visalia, 4 runs. They have 5 hits in the frame, and the Grizzlies need to get going on offense. We'll be back right after this.
2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success.
they weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-0 Visalia leads Fresno as G.J. Hill will lead things off. He's 0-2 against the right-hander in Denny Lorondo. Here's the pitch from the right-hander Lorondo, and it's inside and it goes away from the glove of Castillo. Count of 1-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rawhide, a 4-run top of the sixth. As here comes the pitch, and it is in there for a strike count at 1-1. Chuck Chansey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entry starting May 1st. As here's the pitch to Hill, and he swings and misses. Count now at 1-2. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here comes the pitch to Hill. Long pause. Here it is. And it is a fly ball foul just to the left of us. So one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. As the crowd very excited after that foul ball. Didn't see where exactly it landed. As it's outside, 2-2. Again, that's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that's another foul ball. The count remains at 2-2. Again, $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 2-2 to Hill, and it is outside. 3-2. As Lorondo went to the breaking ball, couldn't get a called strike there. Here in the bottom of the sixth on May 24th, game 4 of this 6-game series. Lorondo ready to go. Here comes the offering. And it's outside, 4. One batter at a time is all it takes. As Hill is on base with a walk. Second walk issued by Lorondo. And Hill has now reached in 13 of his 14 contests since joining Fresno. So now it's Aiden Longwell, 1-2 with a single. And 11 straight games for Hill to reach base, by the way, as Longwell now looking to extend this inning as he grounds one just foul down the right field line. Longwell would have had extra bases easily, and Hill with his speed would have scored. As first base coach and Grizzlies manager Steve Solis is going to go open up that bag a little bit for Hill as he heads back to first base on the foul ball. So count of 0-0 and a strike. As Aiden Longwell at the dish. Longwell from Ohio as here comes the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. Count now 0-2. Aiden Longwell, a very good hitter. He's had an outstanding season so far for Fresno. Batting .293. Here's the offering and Longwell fouls it off. Count remains at 0-2. Longwell, a .359 on base percentage. As Hill, the runner at first, trying to get to second base or maybe more. There comes the offering to Longwell, and he flies it to the left side, and that ball will land in the crowd as it remains at no balls and two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. 5-0 Visalia here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies trying to get going. Only two hits and two walks. LaRondo looks back the runner, G.J. Hill, who has fantastic speed, and he will check on Hill, and the ball almost thrown away as the first baseman in Santana makes a great catch. Hill's back there safely. Hill, 3-for-3 in stolen base attempts since joining Fresno. Here comes another pitch to Longwell. And Longwell, ground ball foul. He stays alive again. Good battle between Longwell and the right-hander LaRondo. Action now in both bullpens. Stu Fleslin, the third, in the pen for Fresno, the lanky lefty. Here's the pitch to Longwell. Check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count at 1-2. Base umpire Alan Bryan saying that he did not go around. A right-hander down that pen for Visalia, by the way. Can't tell exactly who it is from my point of view. As Longwell, fly ball to right field, but it is playable for the right fielder coming in Ortiz. He will make the catch for the first down, and Longwell is retired. As a shortstop, Braylon Wimmer now 0-for-2, a strikeout his first time up. Looks to extend this inning for the Grizzlies. And Wimmer, as we said, coming in 4-for-12 in the series on a two-game hit streak. Would love to make it 3 right here. Braylon Wimmer, the South Carolina product, as that is fouled off, and it went off the catcher as well in Castillo. Counted 0-1. That did not feel good. And Castillo hobbling now. Just got a piece of him. Let's go over the scores in the California League. Modesto leads 8-7, but the Quakes have come out of nowhere. They have a runner at third with one out looking to tie the game in the sixth. San Jose leads Lake Elsinore 3-0. They're in the sixth as well. And then 8-3. Inland Empire leads Stockton. They are in the seventh. Counted 0-1 to Braylon Wimmer. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and Wimmer takes it high. Count of 1-1. To Braylon Wimmer, a very good infielder. As we said, went to South Carolina, like tonight's starting pitcher, Jack Mahoney. They were teammates. Wimmer, an eighth-round selection by the Rockies in 2023. Here's a line drive out to right center field. That ball gets down. Hill will stop at second base. Runners at first and second with one out for Andy Perez. So Wimmer has a single. Hill to second. The wind, you can start feeling it pick up here at the ballpark. Just the third hit for Fresno. And now it's Andy Perez. That's the Grizzlies trying to get something going here in the sixth inning, trailing 5-0. As here comes manager D. Garner, and I think that's it for LaRondo. As D. Garner making his way to the mound, and we're waiting to see if he makes the move. The arm looks like he's ready. Haven't seen the official move just yet. A waiting game, waiting game, waiting game. As we're seeing if D. Garner will take the ball, and he will. We will have a new pitcher right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants a cold. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning still. 5-0 Rawhide lead the Grizzlies. But Fresno runners at first and second with one out for Andy Perez, who's 0-2. Here comes the first pitch from the new Rawhide arm. And it is a called strike counted 0-1. It is the right-hander Teofilo Mendez. As the runners at first and second, here comes the 0-1 to Perez. It's outside, count of one ball and one strike. So Mendez takes over on the mound for the Rawhide. The line not done yet for Lorondo. Mendez wears number 27 on the back of his jersey as Perez will take a called strike, count at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Mendez, 22 years old, has a count 1-2 to Perez. Looks back the runner at second and Hill. Here's the pitch, and Perez, high chopper, and it goes off the first baseman's glove. And the second baseman and Luis was there, but no one was covering, and Perez is safe. Bases loaded with one out for Jason Hinchman. So Hill will reach third. Up to second goes Wimmer, and Perez will reach. We'll see if it's an error on the first baseman, Santana, as Jason Hinchman, 1-2 with a double, comes to the dish. Still waiting for the ruling. I believe it's going to be an error. So bases loaded. With one out, here's the pitch from Mendez. And Hinchman takes it for a strike, counted 0-1. I don't know about that. Just clipped the outside part of the plate. So no balls, one strike. Jason Hinchman had a home run in Stockton. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. 0-2. Good fastball high and away from Hinchman. It is a fielding error by first baseman in Ruben Santana. So bases loaded. One hit and one error this inning as Hinchman takes it inside. Count of one ball and two strikes. So an error by Santana. Perez the runner at first. Wimmer the runner at second. Hill the runner at third. With one out for Jason Hinchman. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman from Mendez, and it is a ball just missing. And the count at two balls and two strikes. From my point of view, it looked like a strike, but I think it could have been the late movement from the glove of Castillo, the catcher. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Hinchman, and Hinchman takes called strike three on the outside part of the plate for the second out. And the crowd not happy with the call. A big strikeout as it brings up Felix Tena now, who's 0-2. And Hinchman down on strikes for the second time. 5-0 Visalia. If they can get out of this inning without any runs allowed, bad omens for Fresno. Here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike, counted 0-1. in the upper part of the zone at 85 miles per hour. Tanna just one home run as Luis Mendez awaits on deck. Here comes the pitch to Tanna. And Tanna, chopper. This is going to be a tough play. The third baseman can't make it, and it goes foul. Oh, my goodness. That ball was so close to staying fair down the left field line. The third baseman in Rojas did not touch it as the ball skedaddled foul. Oh, man. And the count at 0-2. It was fair. It was fair. Rojas let it go, and it went foul. As the crowd here at Chukchansey Park, they want something big to happen. You can hear the crowd. There is a lot of people here for Friday Night Baseball. They want to see some fireworks before tonight's fireworks show. No balls, two strikes to Tanna as Mendez trying to get out of the inning unscathed. Mendez looking in. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Here comes the 0-2 and time called. A disengagement. Mendez, 5'11", 170 pounds, the right-hander against Tanna. Bases loaded with two outs. Here's the pitch. Outside, count at 1-2. Mendez, 10th appearance out of the bullpen. No record, a 2.16 ERA. 16 2/3 innings for the Bonnie Dominican Republic native. Here comes the 1-2, and Tanna takes it high. Two balls and two strikes. Oh, another close pitch. Mendez last year split time between the two ACL teams for the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks red and Diamondbacks black. Now here with Visalia. Bases loaded, jam with two outs. 2-2 to Tanna. Here's the pitch. Tanna line drive, center field, and it's down a base hit. That scores one. Here comes Wimmer. He will score, and the Grizzlies have two runs, and Tanna is safe at second. The throw to the cutoff man, and Tanna gets there safely. It's a double for Tanna. It is 5-2 as Tanna, big clutch hits. Hill scores. Wimmer comes around to score as well. As Perez gets to third, Tanna with a double. Two-run score. And now it's Luis Mendez, 5-2 now here in the sixth inning. As that's outside, count at 1-0. Second hit and a run. As Luis Mendez, who's 0-2, runners at second and third with two outs. Here's the pitch. And a check swing, and it's another called strike, 0-2 to Mendez. So two runs on two hits. There's an error in the inning as well. As here's the 0-2 to Mendez, and it is outside, count at 1-2. So Tanna a double to center fielder Drew Jones. Hill scores, Wimmer scores, and Tanna got to second base. So now second and third. As here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. Now the count at one ball and two strikes. Apparently, I thought there was two strikes already, so the count now is actually at two balls and two strikes. And they're ruling it a single, by the way, not a double. So here comes the pitch to Mendez. Outside, the count full. So Tanna has a double. They're also ruling it an error on the play. So there's two errors this inning. So second and third with two outs. Here's the pitch. And Mendez line drive to right, just foul. As it almost hits the catcher Perry in the bullpen. Three balls and two strikes. Five-two, Visalia leads Fresno. The Grizzlies, two runs here in the sixth inning. Felix Tanna, a two RBI hit. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded again for Ben McCabe. So the walk by Mendez, third walk issued by Visalia. 5-2, bases loaded, two outs. And here is Ben McCabe. As here comes the pitching coach in Tyler Mark. So by the way, going back to that 10 a play, they're going to say it is a hit E8. Runner advances a second on the bobble is what the ruling's going to be. Tana got into second base. So single E8. So that means Visalia has two errors. There's also four hits for Fresno. It is 5-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies, bases loaded with two outs, and it's Ben McCabe who's 0-2. The Grizzlies, the tying run is at first. The go-ahead run at the dish here in the sixth inning. Still tons of game left, by the way. Tons of game left. But Fresno, biggest opportunity of the night. Here comes the pitch, and McCabe takes a strike. Count it 0-1. So no balls, one strike. Hayden Dirk in the pen for Visalia. Ben McCabe looking for his first homer this year as he swings and misses. Now 0-2. Good fastball from the right-hander. 92 miles per hour from Mendez. No balls and two strikes to McCabe. It was a Mendez-Mendez battle, by the way, in that previous at-bat. Now Mendez and McCabe. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And McCabe swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies do get two runs, though. Felix Tena with a clutch hit. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 5-2 Visalia leads Fresno as the first pitch is inside from Stu Flesland III to Angel Ortiz, who's 1-for-2 with a single. So Rawhide score 4 in the sixth. Fresno get 2 back in the bottom of the sixth as that pitch is outside. Counted 2 balls and no strikes. Stu Flesland III will take over for Jack Mahoney. Flesland III is 6'5", 207 pounds. Here comes the pitch from the 23-year-old And a check swing on the broken bat. And a count at 2-1. Ortiz swung, and the bat broke before the ball even got to the catcher in McCabe. 2 balls and a strike. Flesland the third from Spokane, Washington. An 11th round draft pick in 2023 by the Rockies. He went to the University of Washington as he takes over for Jack Mahoney. Final line for Jack Mahoney is 6 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned, no walks, and he also had 3 Ks. As here comes the pitch from Flesland, and a fly ball that will go foul. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So again for Mahoney, he had 3 punch-outs, no walks, 5 earned runs, 8 hits, and 6 innings of work. Here comes the pitch from Flesland the third. And it is called strike 3 as he gets Ortiz looking for the first out. First punch out for Flesland the third as it brings up the second baseman or the shortstop in Christopher Torin. Torin 1-for-3 with a single. Good pitch right there from Stu Flesland the third. Back to Mahoney. Despite the trouble in the sixth inning, he was very consistent. All 3 strikeouts came with 2 outs to end the inning. As there's a strike count at 0-1 to Torin. So count at 0-1 to Torin. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And a little blooper that goes foul. Count at 0-2. Stu Flesland the third, a very funky lefty, very lanky. Went to Boise State prior to going to Washington. Can't wait to get up to High A Spokane where he grew up. Mount Spokane High School. Here comes the pitch from Flesland the third. And it's in the dirt. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here in the top of the 7th inning, 5-2. Visalia leads Fresno. As Flesland the third comes set, here's the pitch, and that is called strike 3 again! Back-to-back punch-outs! As Flesland the third gets Torin, who is not happy with the call, and it brings up Yoncel Luis. Luis is 1-for-3, a single and a run scored. But Flesland the third, back-to-back punch-outs, both called strike 3. Shows the deception of the lefty. Here's the pitch. And it's low, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Modesto leads Rancho Cucamonga 11-7. San Jose leads 3-0. As the Grizzlies trail 5-2 as that ball is fouled off. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. As the Grizzlies, they trail 5-2. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball softly hit the second baseman. Mendez, tough late hop. The throw to first is in time. A 1-2-3 inning for Flesland, the third. We will have God Bless America here in the bottom of the 7th inning. We'll be back right after this.
Parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine.
ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 5-2, Visalia leads Fresno. Here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Caleb Hobson will lead things off as the first pitch is a foul ball and a bunt attempt from the right-hander and Hayden Dirk, who takes over on the mound. Final line for Denny Lorando, 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 0 earned, 2 walks, 6 Ks. And then for Teofilo Mendez, 2/3 of an inning, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. As there is a ground ball to the first baseman and playable for Santana as he will touch the bag, 3 unassisted. For the first out, as it brings up the DH in G.J. Hill. He is 0-2, a walk and a run scored. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch to Hill, fouled off. Count at 1-2 from the right-hander in Hayden Dirk. Count at 1-2. Glad you could join us here on May 24th, Friday Night Baseball. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside, almost hits Hill, and the count now at 2-2. That was close on the inside part of the plate to hitting G.J. Hill. Game 4 of 6 between the Highway 99 rivals. The Grizzlies have taken 2 of the first 3 games. Friday Night Baseball, though, Fresno looking for their first Friday night home win of the season. 2-2. 5-2 here in the bottom of the seventh, 1 out. As Dirk will come set, here comes the pitch, and it is called strike 3 as Hill is out. Second out of the inning. First strikeout for Dirk. And it's Aiden Longwell, who is 1-3 with a single. Aiden Longwell, a single back in the first inning as he's trying to try to get something going. As that is a call strike, counted 0-1. 99 miles per hour. Most guys at this level will sit with that fastball around 93 to 95. So 99 is fantastic. As that's fouled off, count now at 0-2. From the right-hander in Dirk. Hayden Dirk. He is 22 years old, 6'1", 206 pounds. Went to Rice as that is swung on and missed. And that is a 1-2-3 seventh. We head to the eighth. We'll be back right after this.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 5-2, Visalia leads Fresno as Stu Flezen the third back out for another inning as the slider goes outside. Count of 1-0 to Junior Franco, 2-for-3, a triple, double, RBI, and 2 runs scored. He's had a fantastic game. Here's the pitch. That's outside. 2 balls and no strikes from Stu Flezen the third. Appearing in his 14th game, he's made one start, a 1-1 record of 4.34 ERA. As there is a called strike, good fastball there from Flezen the third. The left-hander, very, very deceptive. Here comes the 2-1, and it swung on and missed. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 87 miles per hour again as the batter in Franco calls time. Fastball in the upper 80s, but the angle and the size of Flezen the third is tough to pick up the baseball. As here comes the 2-2 and a fly ball to left field. Racing in his henchman, he will make the catch for the first out as Franco is retired. And it brings up the catcher in Kenny Castillo, who's 0-for-3. As manager Steve Solis watches as a right-hander starts to get loose down in that bullpen. Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with 2 locations in Fresno. One right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street. Here's a ball off of Flezen. Wimmer, the shortstop, to first, and it's in time. 1-6-3 for the second out. That ball almost took off Flezen's head. Instead, it was a deflection over to Wimmer, who makes the play. 2 outs now as it brings up Ruben Santana, who is 1-for-3 as a run scored. But again, one right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street, and another that just opened up on Palm and Knees next to GB3. as that pitch runs outside, count at 1-0. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, two Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. We thank Hummus Republic for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's Press Box food here in the top of the eighth. Here comes the pitch from Flez in the third and a fly ball to center field. Hill coming in and Flez in the third has two perfect innings. We had the bomb in the eighth. Let's see if the Grizzlies bats can get going once again. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning. 5-2, Visalia leads Fresno. As Braylon Wimmer takes on Hayden Dirk, who's back out for his second inning of relief. The right-hander will come set. Here's the pitch. And a check swing. And he did go around. No balls and two strikes. So no balls, two strikes to Braylon Wimmer, 1-for-3, a single and a run scored. Here's a pitch from Dirk and a ground ball foul. It remains at 0-2. Hayden Dirk went to Rice, 13th round draft pick by the Diamondbacks in 2023. Abbeville, Louisiana product. 13th rounder like Caleb Hobson, who caught that ball in center field to end the inning. Back in the top of the eighth as that ball's inside, count at 1-2. Dirk, a 1-0 record, a 2.29 ERA, making his 14th appearance of the season. He comes set, here comes the pitch, and a check swing, and it will actually not be caught, and Wimmer will reach. A check swing, the ball got away from the catcher, Castillo. It's a strikeout for Dirk. But Wimmer will reach as the ball gets away from the catcher in Castillo. So Wimmer is on. It's the third strikeout for Dirk. And it should be a wild pitch as well. As now it's Andy Perez, 0-for-3, reached on an error his last time up. As this is fouled off, count it 0-1 right below us. It's a strikeout wild pitch officially. Count at no balls and one strike to Andy Perez as he swings and misses. Count now at 0-2. We have tonight's attendance, 7,109. 7,109. Count at 0-2 to Andy Perez. Runner at first in Wimmer. Here comes the pitch from Dirk. Long pause, and now Perez check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, and he's out on strikes. That's the first out of the inning. The fourth strikeout now for Dirk. And with one away will be Jason Hinchman, 1-for-3 with a double. Here in the bottom of the eighth, 5-2. Visalia leads Fresno. Here's the pitch to Hinchman. Check swing. Did he go around? Count at 1-0. On a pitch high in the zone. Fresno trails 5-2. Modesto leads 11-7 in the eighth. San Jose leads Lake Elsinore 4-0. As that ball gets away, up to second base goes Wimmer. That looks like a wild pitch as well. So now runner at second with one out. Wimmer reached on a strikeout, too. That's four strikeouts and five batters for Dirk, but there's only one out here in the eighth inning. That's now time call from the catcher in Castillo. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and that's a fly ball to center, but right at the center fielder Jones, who did not even have to move. And that is the second out as it brings up the right fielder in Felix Tena. Tena had a single earlier in the contest. Two RBI for the right fielder. 1-for-3. And let's see if Tena can do some more damage with the baseball right here. On May 24th here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Fresno, if they don't get any runs, will have to walk it off in the ninth again. Here's the pitch. And it's inside, but called a strike, counted 0-1. Good fastball from Dirk. Again, we've mentioned, can reach in the upper 90s with that fastball. Here comes the 0-1. And that is a call strike, quickly 0-2 as Tena calls time. So no balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Tena, and a foul ball as he stays alive. Good breaking ball down in the zone. So no balls and two strikes to Felix Tena. Bottom of the eighth inning, 5-2. Visalia leads Fresno. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And Dirk, and Tena swing and a miss down in the zone, and he is out. Five punch outs for Dirk over two scoreless innings of relief. We head to the ninth. It is 5-2. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth inning, and it's 5-2 Visalia. As they lead your Fresno Grizzlies, Stu Flesen the third back out for a third inning of relief against Drew Jones. As here's a chopper to short. Wimmer the back end. The Jeter throw and it's offline. Oh, Wimmer almost made a spectacular play. And it's an infield single for Jones, now 2-for-4. This has an RBI double and a run scored. So Jones, the infield single. He has a couple of those in this series. As it brings up Anderson Rojas, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. A 4-run sixth inning, the difference maker so far for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch and a chopper to third as Perez will go to second for one, and that's all they're going to get as Mendez stays on the bag. Good throw from Perez to get Jones. So a fielder's choice, it goes 5-4 on that fielder's choice. One away as it brings up Adrian De Leon, who is 0-for-3 with two flyouts. So De Leon now to the dish, the DH for Visalia here in the top of the ninth inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. Visalia looking to even the series up at two games apiece. The Grizzlies looking for their third straight walk-off win. They'll have the bottom of the lineup due up, as that is a called strike and the count at 1-1. And it's possible Visalia tie the game up in their half of the ninth the past two nights. Time for Fresno to just walk it off in the ninth. As here comes the pitch. There goes the runner. The throw from McCabe to second is in a center field. And that should be a stolen base E2. As now getting a third is Rojas. It's a stolen base. And then an error for Fresno. That's their first error tonight. And now a runner at third with one out. And the infield coming in for the Grizzlies trailing 5-2. The ball was thrown just offline. As Stu Flesen the third is going to have to get out of this inning. Time called by the batter in De Leon. As you could hear, a couple fans not happy with the throw from McCabe. That was a tough one because the batter in De Leon got a little bit in the way of McCabe to try to make that throw. As that ball is in the dirt. So the eighth stolen base for Rojas. And then the throwing error from McCabe. First error for Fresno tonight. They've had a couple of errors in this series. Here's the pitch, and that's outside. The count now at 3-2. As Flesen the third looking for a punch out here of De Leon. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, Stu Flesen the third. And it is high ball 4. And De Leon has a walk, so now runners at first and third with one out. And it's Angel Ortiz who's 1-for-3 with a single. As the Grizzlies first and third here, let's give you a score update right now. Modesto leads Rancho Cucamonga 11-8. And San Jose leads Lake Elsinore 4-0, which means the Grizzlies, they need to win this game in order to stay within the standings right now. They would be tied with San Jose for second and trailing Modesto by 4.5 games. Now, remember, the Grizzlies, they travel on the road the next couple of weeks to San Jose and to Modesto. As Brady Hill, the right-hander, getting loose down in the bullpen. the right-hander. So runners now at first and third with one out for Angel Ortiz. The Grizzlies playing in. The speed of Ortiz, they don't believe they can turn a double play, or unless they think Flez in the third can get an out, is that ball way outside. And it's catcher's indifference as De Leon, or defensive indifference, excuse me, not catcher's indifference, defensive indifference, as De Leon takes second. So now second and third as the infield still in. That is not a stolen base. As that's a ground ball, the second baseman Mendez, the backhand, the only place to first, it will score a run. And it goes 4-3 as De Leon gets a third. Rojas scores, now 6-2 Visalia here in the ninth. It's an RBI for Ortiz. He has 5 RBI this year, 4 here in Fresno. So that is a run. And now with 2 outs, it is Christopher Torin. As that pitch is inside, count at 1-0. By the way, it was not a stolen base for De Leon. It should be defensive indifference. Runner at third with 2 outs. 6-2 Visalia here in the ninth. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to third. Perez backhand, the deep throw to third, and he makes the play to end the inning. But the Rawhide, an insurance run. They lead by 4. The Grizzlies need an epic comeback right after this.
2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment. And
welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. As the first pitch is a strike to Luis Mendez from the right-hander in Yordan Chalice. As he takes over on the mound. Third reliever for Visalia. As that is a called strike. And quickly 0-2 to Mendez, who's 0-2 with a walk. Number 36, Yordan Chalice. Second time we've seen him in this series. Here comes the pitch to Mendez outside. Count at 1-2. Chalice, the loss just the other night, so an opportunity for Fresno to give him another loss here in this series. 6-2 Rawhide here in the ninth. Here's a pitch to Mendez, and it swung on and missed. He's down on strikes, and another punch out. Fresno has struck out 6 times since the 7th inning. As he'll bring up Ben McCabe, he's 0-3 with a pair of punch outs. And Fresno tonight have struck out 14 times, one shy of a season high. Here comes the pitch from Chalice, who throws over 95, as that is in the dirt, count at 1-0. as the Grizzlies need an epic comeback now with two outs remaining in this game. Final line for Dirk, two innings, no hits, no runs, no walks. He had five punch outs. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike to Ben McCabe. And now Chalice, the right-hander. Caleb Hobson on deck. Here's the pitch to McCabe, and McCabe's swing and a miss. Count of one and two. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow, as the series could be even at two games apiece. Fresno still have not won on a Friday night here at home. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Chalice. And a ground ball foul as the third base coach and the Grizzlies bench coach and Cesar Galvez will watch it tail into the Visalia bullpen. Here comes the pitch again to McCabe. And he will bloop one into shallow center field. And it gets down a single! The second baseman, Luis, and the center fielder, Jones, couldn't make the play. It's a one-out single. And Fresno has life here in the ninth. Fifth hit for Fresno as it brings up Caleb Hobson. Hobson 0-for-2 with a walk as McCabe is on base. That's the Grizzlies looking for a comeback win tonight. And a walk-off for the third straight night. Here comes the pitch to Hobson. It's a called strike, counted 0-1. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch from Chalice. And it is inside, count of one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike. Runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch to Hobson, and he fouls it off. Count now at 1-2. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way to win another game against the Rawhide. Caleb Hobson, the Tupelo, Mississippi product, went to UT Martin. Count of 1-2. McCabe the runner at first, no one holding him on. Here's the pitch, and Hobson fouls it off. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. From the right-hander in Chalice, Jordine Chalice, C-H-A-L-A-S, 20 years old from La Romana, Dominican Republic, 6'3", 175 pounds. Three saves this year, but he's 0-2 on the season. A 1.17 ERA as Hobson swings and misses, two outs. The Grizzlies continuing to strike out. They tie a season high with 15 strikeouts as a club tonight. And it brings up G.J. Hill, who is 0-for-3, a walk and a run. And Hill, the last opportunity for Fresno. If Hill can get on base, it would be a big one because Aiden Longwell and Braylon Wimmer and then Andy Perez and then Jason Hinchman all power after that. So see if the Grizzlies can keep this game going against the right-hander in Jordine Chalice. Chalice will wind and deal, and that is outside. Count at 1-0. G.J. Hill, the former Visalia product. Fresno last year, or 2 years ago, when they faced G.J. Hill here, they swept the Rawhide. Here comes the pitch, and Hill will take a strike. Count at 1-1. It could be two apiece if the Rawhide hold on tonight. 6-2 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch, and Hill takes it outside. Two balls and a strike. 11-8, Modesto leads Rancho Cucamonga. San Jose just beat Lake Elsinore. So now the Grizzlies trying to find a way with two outs. Here's the pitch, and Hill lines it foul. Count now at two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies down to their last out tonight. Here in the bottom of the ninth, 6-2 Visalia. Four runs, sixth inning, the difference maker so far. The Grizzlies scored two in the bottom of the sixth. They left the bases loaded, though. Here's the 2-2 to Hill. And it is outside in the count full. Three balls and two strikes. Glad you could join us. Two more games left in the series. Tomorrow, 6:50. 1:05 on Sunday. As Ben McCabe will take off on the 3-2 with two outs. There goes McCabe, the pitch, and it is low, ball four. And the game continues for at least one more batter. Aiden Longwell now to the dish. He's 1-for-4. Runners at first and second with two outs. So Aiden Longwell now to the dish. He was the hero last night, but he needs to get on to bring up Braylon Wimmer. Here's the pitch to Longwell, and it gets away from the catcher, and both runners will move up an extra base. McCabe to third, and Hill waltzes to second on the wild pitch. Now second and third with two outs. So second and third with two outs. As Chal is trying to finish this game, Longwell just trying to continue this contest. Here's the pitch. And he lines one into left field, and that's a base hit! Stopping at third is the runner Hill, as the shortstop Turing got to it somehow in left field. But it's an RBI single for Aiden Longwell, and it's 6-3, and the tying run is coming to the plate. So Longwell has two hits, an RBI single, Hill to third, and McCabe comes home to score. Second hit and a run. And now it's Braylon Wimmer, as here comes the pitching coach and Tyler Mark. Runners at first and third, two outs. It's now 6-3 as Fresno scores another run here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies, they won it in the ninth yesterday. They won it in the tenth on Wednesday. Can they do it again tonight with two outs? This Grizzlies team has a lot of fight in them. The comeback claws, can they come out tonight? The Grizzlies transformed into the Fresno Growers. And what started really small for Fresno could grow into a big inning. As Braylon Wimmer to the dish, he is 1-for-4. A single and a run scored. As Chalas looks in. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer swinging a miss. Counted 0-1. No balls and one strike. Runners at the corners with one out. And here's a ground ball to short. This should do it. The throw to second. And that will end the game as the Rawhide beat the Grizzlies 6-3 here in the ninth inning, and the Grizzlies leave the tying run at the dish. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with
with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chansey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall to Visalia Rawhide 6-3. We are even at two games apiece as the Grizzlies suffer their fourth loss ever against the Rawhide here at Chuck Chansey Park. Fresno now at 24-18, Visalia at 17-25. The Rawhide, 6 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. The Grizzlies, 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 error. The winning pitcher is Lorondo, Denny Lorondo. He is now 1-1. The loss to Jack Mahoney, now 2-4. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 7,109. Let's go through the scoring plays, and it started with the Rawhide taking a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning. An RBI ground out from Ruben Santana scored Junior Franco, who had a double to lead off the inning. Franco was at it again in the sixth with an RBI triple, scoring Yancel Luis. It was 2-0, but Visalia did not stop there. They would end up scoring 4 runs in the frame, an RBI single from Ruben Santana, a Drew Jones RBI double, and Anderson Rojas RBI single. 5-0 Visalia. But Fresno scoring their 2 runs in the sixth. It was a Felix Tena RBI single, or 2 RBI singles, scoring Glenn Allen Hill Jr. and Braylon Wimmer. Tena had both RBI before that ninth inning. Angel Ortiz, a ground out in the ninth, made it 6-2 Rawhide. And Fresno adding a run in the ninth, an Aiden Longwell RBI single. But the Grizzlies could not come back in this game. They fall, which means the Grizzlies, they will have to win the next two games in order to win the series. Fresno has not won a series at Chuck Chansey Park yet this year. On the offensive side, Fresno, they had 2 hits from Aiden Longwell, another multi-hit game. 2 RBIs for Felix Tena. Henchman, the only extra base hit, it was a double. On the other side, Junior Franco, a triple and a double, an RBI, 2 runs. He was all over the place. Ruben Santana, he had 2 RBI and a run scored. Drew Jones had 2 hits, including an infield single. On the pitching side of things, Fresno's Jack Mahoney, 6 innings of work, 8 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned, no walks, 3 Ks. Then Stu Flez on the third, 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, it was unearned, 1 walk, 2 Ks. Flezlin the third was unbelievable out of the bullpen. For Visalia, it was Denny Lorondo, 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 0 earned, 2 walks. He had 6 punchouts. And then the bullpen after that was fantastic, headlined by Hayden Dirk, who struck out 5 over 2 perfect innings. So Visalia, they hold on. They even the game and the series at 2 games apiece. That brings us to Saturday Night Baseball, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Pregame show at 6:35 p.m. We'll be on 1430 ESPN radios. We're waiting for some fireworks and a nice little delay to start for Friday Night Fireworks. Visalia gives the ball to left-hander Wilkin Paredes. He has an 0-1 record, a 6.75 ERA. For Fresno, will be left-hander Isaiah Coupe, a 3-1 record, a 4.83 ERA. Our pregame guest will be E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog. And we hope you can join us. However you were listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.